it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah, welcome to Thursday's show. Good morning, good morning. More studio!
Morning!
So, who has their 23andMe results? Anyone?
Not yet.
Nope. No.
I have mine. I know all about me. But who spit and sent them off?
Oh, I've spit and sent it off.
I still haven't.
Amy, you just have to spit in it.
I know!
Lunchbox just refuses to do it.
Yep, trying to stay off the grid.
Aren't you on Facebook, though?
I am on Facebook.
They're stealing all... You're on the grid all the way. Facebook's stolen every bit of your data.
I'm under a pseudonym name, though.
You can just say a pseudonym?
Oh, a synonym name.
I'm under a cinnamon name.
And I don't,
cinnamon
I don't,
toast.
Cinnamon toast lunch.
This woman found her long-lost sister 33 years later because of 23andMe. Her twin sister. She was only 7 years old when she learned she had a twin sister. She was adopted, and they... couldn't find her.
Wow.
Because they were split up so young. So she did 23andMe. This is not a commercial, by the way. I promise you.
Amazing.
They did 23andMe. And initially, she said to learn about genetics and see what allergies she had. And then they have this part where you can enable people to see if they match you, your blood relatives. You don't have to get involved in that, but you can. I have. I found two cousins.
Wow.
And so she had no idea. The other girl had no idea she even had a twin sister.
God.
And then, boom, together. Lunchbox, you could find that you'd find. What if you find your cinnamon brother?
That would be terrible.
Yeah, a twin brother?
Yeah, because then I'd be mad at my parents.
But wouldn't you rather know?
No, because then I would hate my parents for lying to me and not telling me. So it would ruin everything. My relationship with my parents would
so
be
that's
absolutely
why you're not gonna
over.
Do it. Oh my goodness.
So I would not do it. Mm. I'd rather not know and love my parents than hate my parents and know I have a brother.
Think about all the parents out there that like did something like that and they're never told.
They're all puckered right now.
They're got their puckered up.
Every time their adult kid's like, hey, I'm thinking about doing it. They're like,
no, I'll tell you right now who your grandparents are.
Yeah. Here's chicken fried steak. Yeah, look at the little...
Oh, man, awkward conversations.
I mean, I have a friend. She got pregnant and she was fooling with three guys. She just picked the best one.
Oh, my goodness.
He doesn't know.
She know, though?
Oh, she knows.
Oh.
But he doesn't know right now, even.
Right?
What about the kid?
How many years?
Oh, no, the kid don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
The kid's like 16.
this is your friend?
Don't they look the same, though, a bit? At 16, like you should look like your dad. Do they look the same?
No.
They look really different?
Oh, yeah.
So, wait. hold on. So, you have a friend who has a 16-year-old kid, and he doesn't know that might not be his kid.
Yeah.
And the kid thinks that that's his dad.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you know all this?
Dude, secretly 23andMe them, and then you just know.
I'm not doing that. How do I know?
Yeah.
She told me.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you decided to tell us privately on the radio.
Good one, Lunchbox. Thanks, dude.
We know the age, your friends.
Yeah, but they don't live.
Yeah, because the internet definitely doesn't.
We don't have the iHeart app.
Yeah. It's just us anyway. Mics aren't even on. Let's go on the air. Let's start the show.
Okay, three, two,
here we go.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I have a good one for you. When a 15-year-old kid named Austin was placed on a heart transplant list nearly 5 months ago, his doctor made him a deal. His doctor's name is Dr. Thrush. He said, Austin, I know you're a diehard Star Wars fan. And if and when the heart becomes available, and they were betting on when, that he would deliver the good news wearing a Chewbacca costume. And so the kid's in his hospital room, and doctor knocks on the door, walks in as Chewbacca. It's like, we got you a heart. So Dr. Thrush, I see you. That's cool. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. The nor'easter is hitting the East Coast with snow, heavy winds, and coastal flooding. Over 4,000 flights have been canceled because of it. Some places could see 2 feet of snow. In Austin, police discovered a video confession from the troubled package bomber that he made on his phone hours before he was killed. Police are confident that all explosives have now been accounted for. And finally, get your March Madness brackets back out. The games get back underway tonight through the weekend.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
Let's do an episode of Is It Creepy? Because our phone screener, Hillary, if you call up, she answers the phone. She's like, Bobby Bones Show, hello. And I guess some guys taken a fancy to her and sent her flowers to the studio?
Yeah, some guy from Texas.
Do you know this guy?
I have no idea who he is. His name's Jesse, and that's all I know.
Do you know if you've talked to him on the phone?
I don't know. Maybe.
What do the cards say?
It said to the prettiest phone screener ever, Hillary.
Wow. That's
sweet.
Okay.
I mean,
let's be for real though. Like, I know everybody's going, it's sweet. But if a random dude from out of state that you've never met sends you flowers, is that weird?
He can't help where he lives.
Hey, great point. Great point, Amy.
Does it matter if he's within your 5 mile radius?
Well, maybe he would at least run into her in town or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True, true.
Hillary, how do you feel about this?
I don't know. I was thinking about it because it's super sweet. Somebody would spend money and take the time to do that because it's so nice. But on the other hand, I mean, I'm 25 years old, single, like kind of by myself a lot. It's kind of makes me a little nervous because people know where I work. Like, people can show up. And so that
kind of
feels nervous.
Well, I also wouldn't say that so much on the air.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Don't shut up. Please.
She's
never
all
alone.
The time with friends.
You always have really buff people around you that take karate.
I think that it's a little weird in the regard of you call up, say, hey, what's the name again?
Jesse.
So have you spoken?
I have no idea. I don't know who he is at all.
What if he calls every day?
Should I be concerned? Like, do y'all think I should be concerned?
Not with just flowers, no.
Okay.
If it becomes more, the thing is, usually it becomes more than that, honestly. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Once the note's on the windshield wiper, then we got a problem.
So if the guy would call, say, hey, I'm Jesse, he maybe tweets her and she tweets back, I think that sets the precedent of that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's a little weird. Like romantic flowers, not a gift. Listeners send me t-shirts and gifts all the time. I love them, but they're also not trying to date me. So, how do we feel as a room? Weird or romantic? Okay. All weird. Romantic first. All romantic, say I.
Look, it's just like a dating app. You see someone on a dating app you like and you.
She didn't get on the dating app.
Okay. You see people. So if he lived in the same city and he sent her flowers.
It doesn't still. Still weird.
I am all with going for your crush. Take a chance. Put your heart on the line and go for love.
Did he leave you at least a contact back?
Okay, there's two numbers on the card, but no area code. So I don't know if they're the flowers numbers or who they are.
He's not all there.
Come on, buddy. You got to put an area code in there.
Hillary goes, yeah, you left a number, but it's only four numbers. It's not even the phone. He left a CB handle.
He's hitting himself in the head right now. He's like, oh, yeah. Yes. Why did I do that?
Oh, so you don't know what state he's from or anything?
Just Texas.
Just all you do, no Texas.
No city. I don't know.
Pop 512 ahead of that and call it.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Recipient. Okay, everybody who thinks that's a little creepy, say
I.
Haters
in the house. It could be done a different way.
I agree.
Okay.
What other way could he do it?
You actually establish some sort of communication first on Instagram, on Twitter, just something to say hello. Because you feel a little creeped out, right? A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, I admire the boldness.
I was about to say, what if you're just being bold?
Here's the thing. If you're bold, you always run the risk of being creepy. Because because boldness is only awesome if they like it and creepy if they don't. And that's bold. The boldness is, will they think I'm creepy? There's always a chance of yes. So, Hillary, let us know if anything else arrives.
I will.
A puppy or something. But we're going to vote collectively and say it's a bit much, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Time for your positivity. Our segment is called Tell Me Something Good. We hope you take this. You take a little bit of that positivity into your personal life. Share it with somebody else. Tell me something good. An anonymous man pays for a veteran's items at Walmart, leaving a note saying, hey, I'm just grateful for what you do. This happened in Iowa, and neither one of them, the anonymous person or the veteran, were the one that told the story. Someone just saw it happen.
Wow.
And so she told the news, and they made a whole story about it. So I like that, because nobody was there to make news. Mm-hmm. Someone witnessed it. So shout out to whomever this anonymous fella is in Iowa. Those Iowans are awesome. I told you, man. One of the nicest groups people ever met was from Iowa. When I did a show up there, they gave me all the crunch berries I wanted.
Really?
They were so nice. It was amazing. Yeah, it was good. Cedar Rapids. Shout out Cedar Rapids.
Shout out.
All right, babe, you're up. Lunchbox?
Oh.
Amy, it's Lunchbox.
You know how I forgot.
No, babe, go ahead, babe.
No.
Joey's a fisherman down in Florida. He just got back into the marina after catching some fish. He's cleaning his boat when these people were about to go out on the boat next to him, and their engine blew up, caught the boat on fire. Joey puts down the hose and pulls the people off the boat, saves them from getting caught in the explosion.
Wow. Yeah, good story. Amy, you're up.
There's this guy named Bob Roth from California. He's 86 years old, and he just played his 10,000th round of golf. That's a lot of golf. And he's 86. Man. And he's an inspiration to golf players of all ages. He did his first round or played his first round of golf at age 15. And he's kept every scorecard since.
Holy cow.
That's how he knows it's 10,000.
So he's a hoarder as well. But that's... Listen, I like these 86 and still being active. But man, you play golf that much all your life? That's a pretty good life.
Yeah. Oh, do you know how many hours that is?
Huh?
I added it up.
You read it in a story.
50,000
yeah.
hours. Man. It's 5.7 years of his entire life spent playing golf.
I mean, it sounds like a pretty luxurious life.
Sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Your Bobby Balls. So, they did a study at Colorado State about addictive foods. If I ask you, what's the most addictive food to you, what's the answer?
Chocolate.
Chocolate's at number two.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, what they do is they're... A lot of chemicals that affect the brain in certain ways creates cravings. Much like a drug, if you take it, you want more.
Yep.
A lot of these foods do the exact same thing. And chocolate's at number two. Lunchbox, what would you put on there?
Pizza.
Number one is pizza because of the combination of those chemicals. That's why we all want pizza all the time.
All the time.
And we also remember how good it was and how we craved it. So even if we're not craving it, we have that. We remember how good it was, so it makes us want it again.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, anything on the list?
No, what do you think, man? Pizza. I mean,
pizza?
That's it.
Number one's pizza. Number two's chocolate. Chips, cookies, and ice cream round out the top five.
So, yeah, sugar and carbs, basically.
Chips are tough.
That's all. I mean, sugar is the thing.
Oh, I know.
You know that. Sugar is awful.
That.
Sugar will be considered, they'll have to put a warning on it in 20 years.
Is ice cream sugar?
Yes.
Yeah, very sugary.
Oh.
French fries at 6, cheeseburgers at 7, sodas at 8, cake and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the good stuff.
All so good.
So if you're looking for something good to eat.
And you want to get addicted.
You
I know.
Are out
once
of luck.
If I phase some of that out of my life, the minute I add it back in, it takes me several days to phase it back out because it's all I want.
How awesome would it be to be addicted to carrots?
Oh, man. Yeah. That'd be a dream come true.
I mean, your skin it, would be, you'd be orange.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't go, she would love to have a carrot right
Never.
Now.
Never.
But how good would it be if that were what we wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just psych yourself out.
I just craved to go run 5 miles. Like, that doesn't happen.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
If you're coming to Nashville for CMA Fest, which I know a lot of you do, the big names on the Nissan stage have been announced. Chris Stapleton, Blake Shelton, Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Brett Eldridge, Florida Georgia Line, Darius Rucker, Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, all amazing. It's going down June 7th through June 10th right here in Nashville. Maren Morris is getting married this weekend, and she posted a photo on Instagram yesterday of herself and her fiancé, Ryan Hurd. She captioned it, writing vows and dreaming of this guy being my husband in a few days. So congratulations to them. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Houston, Texas. A man and his girlfriend were out and they were on the street and they started arguing. And he gets mad at his girlfriend. He goes, I'll show you. And he goes, boom. And he headbutts the window of a store. Knocks himself out.
Well, he did show her. He's a big idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he showed her.
And police do believe alcohol was involved.
Oh. You know, I believe that too. Even without knowing about that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hope it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Dairy Queen had that day where you go get a free ice cream cone. What was the purpose, Lunchbox?
They celebrate the end of winter.
Oh, by giving everyone a free ice cream cone.
Yeah. So spring is here, so come get a free ice cream cone.
So Lunchbox went to get free ice cream cones at Dairy Queen. Here we go, number one.
I'm wearing a black t-shirt, blue jeans, and tennis shoes.
Can I get an ice cream cone?
Hey, where's the puncher for the...
Can I get a cone?
So they gave you a cone.
Gave me a cone.
Why would they not? There you are, just a normal dude.
That's
getting
right.
a cone. So then he decides to put on a disguise and try to get a second cone. Okay?
I'm wearing a blue sports coat, a button-up shirt, dress pants, dress shoes, and a backwards black hat.
What can I get you, sir?
Yeah, I'm a businessman making business deals trying to get that money, and I was wondering if I could get an ice cream cone today.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Have a great day, sir.
So you got a second cone.
Got a cone.
Not bad.
So here's this guy Lunchbox. They're giving one free cone, but he keeps changing his clothes and putting on disguises to see how many free cones he can get. Now he goes and he's wearing Christmas clothes now.
I'm wearing khaki shorts, tennis shoes, and a Christmas sweater with bells and reindeers all over it.
Oh, you know, Christmas is gone. Spring is here, so I want to celebrate with one cone, please.
All right. You know you can get multiple cones per order.
No, I just want one.
All right.
Cool, thank you, man.
They gave you another free one. Okay.
Yep.
So then he gets four, five, he gets six. This is him going in for a sixth cone. They're not stopping
six?
Him. They've given him, this is his sixth cone.
I have a blonde wig on and my left arm is in a sling.
Oh yeah, man, I heard.
You're going with the old injured approach. They're not looking at your face, right?
Right. My arm playing basketball and I was wondering if I can get a free ice cream cone.
You know you can get more than one as the same person, right?
So I just want one.
Yeah, I know, but like.
Yeah, I just want one. I hurt my arms, I just want one.
Okay.
Awesome, thank you so much, man.
Good day.
What are they saying to you?
You know you can get more than one if you want as one person.
They want you to buy them.
I think they're starting to realize that I'm the same person. They're saying, hey, man, if you want more than one, just ask me.
So he gets six of them. He gets seven. He's got seven free cones, right? He goes in for cone number eight, right?
I'm wearing blue jeans, a red shirt that says Baby Daddy, and a red, white, and blue Pimpin' Joy hat.
No, I just come to get a free ice cream cone.
You got seven of them sitting right there beside your car.
No.
No.
Those were there.
No.
I just found out it's going to be a...
No.
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 All right.
You make me so awkward.
They confronted me in the parking lot. Like, I didn't even get in the door.
Wait. You had seven ice cream just sitting by your car?
Yeah, what else is there? I can't put them in my car.
This gives me anxiety. What's wrong with you?
She was not happy.
No, she saw all the ice cream cones by his car. You're so busted.
You got seven cones by your ice cream car.
No, they were there.
I was trying to tell her they were there when I pulled in.
I drove up there and they were just sitting there. Guy that looked exactly like me and his six buddies all drove off.
They still have the top loop on it, you know, they do at Dairy Queen.
All right, so you ended up getting seven free cones.
Yeah, man, I was scared when they came out of the parking lot and got me.
It scared you?
Well, I was walking up and they were waiting for me.
Seven's high.
They started yelling at me from across the parking lot. I'm like, what? I can't hear you. I'm just coming in for a cone.
Wait, so did you go back to your car?
Yeah.
They chased you back to your car?
No, I said, no. Okay, well, I'm celebrating. No. Okay, and I just walked back to my car and they just watched me go back to my car.
Tail between your legs?
Yeah,
there it is. Lunchbox at Dairy Queen. Get
nice
seven
work.
Free cones.
Yeah, dude.
There he is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you get on iHeartRadio or on iTunes and subscribe to the BobbyCast, today Red Akins has an episode. It's episode 108. And so Red Akins written a ton of songs like That Ain't My Truck.
That Ain't My Truck in Her Drive.
This is him singing. Man, but he's written over 30 number ones. Also, Thomas Rhett's dad. And here he is here talking about going to see Thomas Rhett headline for the first time.
The first show I went to last year on his first headlining gig was in Illinois. And when we pulled up to the venue, I could not wrap my head around that Luke wasn't playing tonight. And what was weirder was going to catering. Because I'm used to going to catering and seeing Little Big Town or Miranda or somebody sitting over there in their sweatpants. And it was him. You know what I mean? I was like, this is your spaghetti? Like this.
So it's good. And he wrote this. Him and Thomas wrote this together.
Everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show.
They didn't even have it recorded as a demo. He sang it on YouTube once. And then years later, it was brought back up. And he's like, oh, I should record that. But yeah, it's a good one. Search BobbyCast. And you can hear about a lot of things. Like when he wrote Dirt on My Boots, it was literally they had nothing to write about.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
But he was wearing a pair of old boots, and he's like, oh, I got some dirt on my boots.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Search BobbyCast and join and listen. There's a lot of them, but this is a good one. Red Akins.
Gonna hit the club, gonna cover. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Producer Eddie does our videos. He's over there editing all the time. So I pulled a Producer Eddie yesterday and just ate garbage all day yesterday.
Oh,
so you weren't late. Okay.
No, I wasn't late. I'd never do that.
What'd you eat?
Pork rinds, because we were talking about it on the show. They made me feel so disgusting. My stomach still hurts from that stuff.
Oh, really?
Well, I get a lot of my groceries from the gas station. Listen.
That's your first problem.
Well, it's convenient for me.
But that's why they call it a convenience store.
So I go and I get the basics at the gas station, and I see the pork rinds, and I go, you know what? We're talking about that on the show. I used to eat them all the time. Growing up in Arkansas, pork rinds all the time. Oh, man, destroyed me. Like, I was just hunched.
Did you get a soda, too?
No.
Dang.
That exploded on the inside, man. I'm still hurting. I saw Instagram of Ed eating pizza last night, laying on the bed.
Yeah, whole medium pizza.
But it was his birthday, so.
Yeah, but that's every day.
That's Friday. Whoa. Yeah, we have pizza fries in my house. But, man, yesterday, that was my pizza. I got my own medium pepperoni and mushroom pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Oh, you like mushrooms on your pizza?
Yeah, that's my go-to, pepperoni and mushroom.
I'll pass on any vegetables on my pizza.
Oh, what
really?
About?
Yeah, I feel like pizza's meant for meat only.
Oh.
I mean, I'm with you.
How was the birthday?
Terrific.
39 years old.
39 years old. It was like, it wasn't like past years where you have big parties with friends. This is all family, just me, my wife, and my kids. And we went to a trap game, escape. They put you in a room and you have 1 hour to escape by solving all these clues. Dude, we got out with 30 seconds.
So is that hard?
Yeah, it's really hard, especially when it's two adults and two kids.
So do the kids do anything or do they just get in the way?
Yeah, like ours was, the scenario was we were captured by Al Capone and we're trying to get out of his mansion. And so there are all these books and there are a bunch of clues in the books. So I was like, boys, get the books and look for clues. And they found clues. There were pages in there that were highlighted with like words that were, I guess, marked, and that would be combinations to a lock.
I'm always afraid to do that because what if I can't escape and I've seen my much dumber friends do escape?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
That's funny.
It's like, what if I go and I'm trapped in the room and then like Eddie and his 4-year-old got out? Not that you're dumb, but collectively you have two kids, dude, 4 and a 10-year-old.
Honestly, if you want to feel pretty dumb or stupid about yourself, go to that. Like, it'll make you feel real dumb.
Oh, man. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
It's over.
It's over. I got my new shoes on that Bobby gave me, my Air Max shoes.
Did you eat Amy's truffles?
I ate Amy's truffles. I have about 4 left, Amy, if you want any of those back.
Anybody else get you anything cool?
Back. I don't want them back.
The kids got me, you know, sports shirts and shorts, clothes. Dude, when you're 39 years old, you get clothes.
You still like to feel special.
Yeah. I got underwear, shirts, shorts, socks.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, man. It was a good one.
We'll move off of that. But how about this? Let's do it. Never gonna get it. Give you a shot at this here. On average, these have almost 40 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. Okay? Think about it. On average, these have almost 40 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. That you're never going to get it. If you want to hop in on this, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. We'll get the answer to that, and we'll also get a
Baby Box Update.
We'll do that in a minute, too, so we'll find out how Lunchbox's baby's doing. Is this chilling in his wife's womb?
That's weird to say.
What's that?
The womb.
Yeah.
Baby Box Update.
That's coming up here. Thank you very much. Hey.
Bobby Bones.
Now time for the Never Gonna Get It. Let's see what we got here. 40 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. Amy.
Your computer.
Oh, no. Lunchbox.
That's easy. Call me on my celly. It's the...
Hey, Shane in Indiana.
I said keyboard, but I think that falls under computer with Amy.
Oh, well, why don't we make it also mean keyboard that you play music from?
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Will you make it count as that now?
Sure.
Okay, no, still wrong.
Oh. I was like...
You got her.
Okay. Lured her in.
Yeah.
Hey, Miranda in Georgia.
Hey.
What you got?
I said a door handle.
Oh. No, I'm sorry. Eddie, one last shot.
Yeah, toothbrush. No, give me the belt.
No, sorry about that. Oh. Don't touch the elevator buttons, because everybody's touching them. Ain't nobody cleaning them.
You have to.
Touch them with your knuckles.
Yeah.
Because you don't stick your knuckles in your mouth and your eyes.
Yeah, good call.
The answer is elevator buttons.
Damn. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Don't touch them. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We were talking on the show a couple of days ago because this self-driving Uber hit a pedestrian. And everyone's like, computers are the end of the world. We told you, don't be having self-driving cars. And I was the lone voice that said, do not blame the computer. Because she walked across the street, not at a crosswalk. And so the story comes out here. The crash was unavoidable because it shows the woman in the dark come out of a very dark spot right into the road. I think she was pushing a bicycle.
Yes, I watched the video and I have to say, I changed my judgment in favor of the self-driving car. Bobby was right. There is no way. You watch it and you see her the last second and boom, she gets hit. And it's like, there's nothing that could have been done. I stand corrected. The video proves everything.
Let's continue rolling out these self-driving cars. I think even the fact that there are some accidents with computers are going to be less with humans. We think we're air-proof. We're hitting people all the time.
Yeah.
Amy's hitting herself somehow.
Yes, true.
So Amy backed into herself yesterday. I don't know how that happened. But
yeah. Well, so they've suspended right now their self-driving.
But it's
program.
Not the computer's fault.
Right.
Did they suspend the self-driver?
They went to the computer and they said, "Bad boy."
All right.
They poured a little water on it and said, "How's that feel?"
But the thing is, all of the robots are being punished.
That's right.
Like everyone suspended.
Dang. Yeah, my computer was talking to me earlier, like, "Hey man, can you give us a look?"
We're gonna really start referring to them as like we do people.
I can't wait until I can have a girlfriend that's a computer.
Oh, I know.
Oh gosh.
I know. I thought you were dating that Japanese news anchor, Erica.
What? Yeah, she's not real. She's like
the first AI news anchor.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Bobby was into her.
Man, she wasn't bad looking. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
And she can give him all the updates. Like, yeah, he can be up to speed on everything.
You guys can laugh, but I'll be that guy when I'm 50. And I'm hanging out with my wife. Yeah, who's that? Roberta. Well, what's her name, Roberta? Robota. I named her that.
We will be laughing.
A Florida 9-year-old made it into the Guinness Book of World Records by clapping his hands 1,080 times in 1 minute.
Oh my goodness.
9 years old.
Hello, my name's 708. I'm going to try to break the record of speed clapping.
We're going to start. It's about on the mark. Hit center and go.
Isn't that crazy?
That was pretty cool.
He's clapping fast.
Count that.
I would imagine
slow
what you do
down.
Is you record it and you slow it
down.
Yeah. Like, I'm willing to put some wagers on people in the studio.
That's easy.
Well, oh my god.
You won't break the record, but I'm wondering who the fastest clapper is.
That's harder than you think.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you mean it's harder than you think?
The previous record was 1,020. This kid beat it with 1,080.
Oof.
Clap as fast as you can, Lunchbox. Go.
Slowing down.
He's slowing down already. He's already tired.
See? Look at you. You're out of breath.
He's like this. All right.
You're starting to look challenged by it.
Here I go.
No.
I'm tired.
Go ahead.
The angle, if I just hold him down here in my lap, it's good. I was trying to hold him up so you could hear it on the microphone, but once I get my comfort position, crush it.
Okay, the old record was 1,020. Would you be willing to wager that you can do 1,000?
Yeah.
In 1 minute?
Absolutely.
What is he wagering?
I need to think about that because I didn't think he would really think he could do it. You really think you could do 1,000?
I mean, I was already at 500.
When?
In that 10 seconds.
You can't count that. You have no idea.
Exactly. Either can you, so you have no idea.
Oh.
So if you're at 510 seconds, you'd for sure beat the record.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can take a
smoke
vacation.
That.
Interesting. Let me think about that. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
See, that's what I'm saying. You did 10 in like half a second.
Let me see, Bones. Try it.
I don't think it's not me.
You don't have it?
Let's go, by the way, and check with Lunchbox real quick.
Baby Box Update.
Now, here's the question I have, because I saw you post on Twitter last night. You went to a restaurant, and you ordered a big old slab of steak. It was just cooking there, right?
No. I cooked that.
Oh, that wasn't a restaurant?
No, that was my house. That was Blue Apron.
What?
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Nice, man.
And so I wonder, is your wife eating different foods now that she's pregnant?
She's trying to eat healthier, and she doesn't eat as much, but she eats more small meals because she gets full quicker. But she did have the craving for pickles. That's the only weird craving she's had.
So how far along is she?
17 weeks.
For my sake, can we talk in months? As someone who's never had a baby, the weeks thing...
That's how they talk about pregnancy.
Yeah, but let's switch it up a little bit.
Well, I don't know how many months that is.
Well, 4 weeks in a month.
No, because not all months are like 4.5 weeks.
You don't have to be exact.
So we're talking about 4 months. She's 4 months pregnant, right?
Perfect.
Okay, cool.
4 months.
So she's 4 months pregnant. She's not eating anything crazy. Is she peeing all the time?
Yes. Has to go to the bathroom all the time. All the time.
The baby's pushing on her bladder.
Yes.
Huh. Why do you act so annoyed? This is what she has to do.
I understand that.
Yeah, you try to have a baby sitting on your bladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, lunch.
But
all I'm saying is we have to stop, and she has to go to the bathroom quite a bit. So.
And is it annoying to you at night when she gets up to use the bathroom?
No, I don't hear her. Because I get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night like 3 times.
You do?
Yeah.
What about when you take extra long naps? Do you wake up to go to the bathroom?
Sometimes, and that is so annoying. I'll fight it when I'm napping. I'm, no, and then I...
That's how you hold a pee? You yell, no.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't come on, Bubba.
Somehow he won't have to pee anymore if
you
he
can
says,
do
no,
it.
No, Bubba.
Okay, well, you're good, though. She's four months pregnant.
Yeah.
She's eating a little differently. She's peeing a lot.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Baby Box Update.
If any listeners have some ideas about Lunchbox, we can wager up here about his clapping. Call us. We have this kid who clapped over 1,000 times in 1 minute to set the record for clapping. He's 9. Lunchbox thinks, I don't think you should try for the record. I think you should try for 1,000.
That's fine.
In 1 minute, 1,000 claps. So I said, hey, what's the deal? What should Lunchbox have to do if he's not able to do it? Hey, Sarah in Tampa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
I think he should have to wear a belly for a day.
Oh, like a pregnancy belly.
Like a big belly. I think that's a funny thing that we can incorporate later. But I'm talking about once he loses today, I want him out doing it today. Like, that's it. You lost, go pay your... Pay your debt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But I do like that for can you buy one of those on Amazon? A fake baby belly that costs?
Oh.
If
oh,
so,
sure.
We should find that for a later payment.
He should have to wear it for a week.
Shannon in West Virginia.
I was thinking, what if he would have to name his, his firstborn after one of you?
Yeah, I'm into that. That's it. That's it.
Crazy, dude.
Yep. The end.
Bobby.
We have our winner. Yeah. Lil Bobby. Yep. You win. That's right, Shannon. That's the best one.
Let's that's hardcore.
Yeah, that was a great call.
Yeah. You like that one?
That was the dumbest call we've ever had.
Here's what I have. We do it coming up, and what we'll do is we'll video it. We'll have Eddie go back to the tape room and count the claps. Wow. With Lunchbox, you can go with him.
No, I don't need to go with him. I know I'm going to do 1,000. It's so easy.
If you don't, here's what he will do. We will go to Walmart or Target or something and buy him a dress. You will then go into a public place and sing Girls Just Want to Have Fun in the dress.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Okay.
I know that song. Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, girls just want to have fun. My sister used to rent that movie all the time with her friends Brittany and some other girl that used to spend the night, and they would watch that Girls Want to Have Fun.
So that's what we'll do.
Cool
if
story.
He can't do it,
Brittany,
we'll throw him in a dress because he doesn't want to wear a dress. He has no interest in the dress.
Correct.
And we'll send him, maybe we'll get him a wig.
Yeah, we can have fun with this.
Yeah, and he's got to do a full performance of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Yeah,
well, you're in luck because I got a girl's wig in my car.
And why is that?
Oh, because I used it at Dairy Queen.
Huh. Are you sure?
Oh, okay. Well, so we'll try that coming up. I mean, a lot of callers have, oh, here's this.
I mean, just listen.
Uh-oh. What did it say?
Crushing it.
Jimmy in Florida.
Yes.
You're on the air. What do you think, bud?
Well, I love you guys first, but Lunchbox should have to wear red for an entire week. All red. Everything.
It just sounds pretty easy to me because I do it all the time.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Yeah. Okay, I'm set on this. We'll put him in a dress and send him out and have him perform. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
I feel like
he And won't. What do I get when I win?
You're the one that you know.
No, you can't create
your own challenge and then demand the prize. Okay, here's what I would do, guys. I bet you I can run a mile in 30 minutes. What do I get if I win? No, that's true. I can't make the bet and then decide the prize.
You'll know in your heart that, I mean, we don't have the Guinness World Record people here, so, but you'll know in your heart you beat the record if you're fast.
It's fine with me. I'll just have the satisfaction of proving all you fools wrong.
Okay, so
all you haters.
You can't do 1,000, right? Tomorrow morning, on the Friday morning conversation, High Valley will be in. They have that song that goes, the devil's knocking on my door. You know,
because she's
with me. So that'll be tomorrow around this time here on the Bobby Bones Show. On Instagram, our show is at Bobby Bones Show if you want to follow the show over there. I want to say this, that the only way I'm posting things on Instagram or our Facebook is if I sign at BB. Otherwise, Morgan number two, I don't go to Facebook. It's a dark place. It's just people fighting. And so people are yelling at me on Facebook like I'm posting stuff. Unless I sign at BB, it's not me. Morgan number two, has this become an issue over there?
Yeah, people want to think that you're posting stories about yourself.
I'm not.
I'm like, it's not Bobby posting the stuff, it's me.
I'm being fully transparent. I don't even look at the Facebook page.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I go look as the Facebook police and just make sure that we're getting stuff up, but I don't even go look at it. It's a dark place. So when a story comes out about me, people start going, why are you posting about yourself?
Yeah, because I blog about, like, this show, and that's what people like to read about. And so they think everybody's posting about themselves, but it's me posting about you guys and your stories.
It's Morgan number two, our 24-year-old headed digital. Speaking of which...
Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about?
What do you got, Morgan number two?
So people are getting diamond dermal piercings on their fingers in place of engagement rings. So they're not getting like rings, they're getting a piercing in their ring finger.
They're piercing the skin on top or the bottom?
Yeah, on top. So then it just kind of has like a jewel on
the
stone
is just there on top.
Oh.
That feels like it doesn't feel good though.
Yeah.
Like I'm pinching that a little bit, it doesn't feel good.
Wow, that's intense.
Have you seen the pictures of it?
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's super unattractive, but if somebody doesn't want to buy a ring, I guess that's kind of a better route to go.
If your boyfriend, who's currently living with his mom and dad in another state, if he came to you and said, I'd like for you to get a tattoo on your finger or a dermal piercing, would you do that?
No, I want a ring.
Hmm. Interesting.
Can you have it done out to wash it? I'm thinking it could be like a gumball ring. I just don't want that.
Like when you go in the shower, do you take that ring out and wash, or do you just leave it in there forever?
No, I think you leave it in. But I mean, sure, you can take it out and clean it. But
did you guys have a conversation yesterday about your segment on the air about him?
No. I mean, we're good.
He didn't bring up that.
No.
Okay. I was worried. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
There's no feelings to be hurt. We just talked about how her boyfriend, Morgan number two's boyfriend, doesn't live here anymore. He lives back in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And
with his parents.
He does still have an apartment here. I will say that.
Yeah.
So he'll come back.
Then why is his stuff in your place?
Because it's just we're transitioning. So when he does come back, we're going to live together.
Transitioning. That's always a good word. Yeah.
Transitioning.
I'm transitioning. The only thing I want transitioning are my lenses. That's it. Otherwise, the transition's not good. That's all. Yes, Lunchbox.
I'm just trying to think. So he still has an apartment. His stuff is there. He's back home. I don't know.
You think he's got something going
That's
on?
That's weird.
It just seems weird to me.
Like what? What's going on?
Like you think he's got a side hustle happening?
Oh. It just sounds fishy. Like he's deciding if he's going to come back or not, and he's storing his stuff at her house until he decides.
You think you're looking for a bigger, better deal?
Maybe.
But what do you guys mean by bigger, better deal?
I don't know. Morgan number two, you're good though, right?
Yeah, I'm great.
How long do we give this whole thing, this relationship?
Oh,
marriage?
Man, that's tough.
A year?
Marriage?
Based on the information you have now.
Yeah, based on Morgan number two's relationship. How long do you give it? Eddie?
I would say maybe a couple months.
Lunchbox?
Until iHeart Country.
Festival?
Yeah.
That's May.
He just wants to go to the festival and then...
There you go. Exactly. He's holding
Use
on.
Her for the festival.
Oh, okay.
Amy?
I mean, I guess if she's considering letting him move into her place,
He's anywhere else to live.
I thought he still had a place here. I know, I'm so confused by that. And I want to have more of like commitment type vibes from Morgan before I allow her to let him even move in there. I feel very protective of that because she's like, I don't really know. We're just having fun. I'm like, moving in is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, what's your time frame?
Do 24-year-olds not think that's a big deal anymore?
I don't know. Let's ask her what 24-year-olds care about.
Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about?
Is it not a big deal moving in with someone anymore?
No, it's a really big deal. I just am not like, I don't want to push marriage on anybody. I want them to be ready. I would 100% marry him if he asked me tomorrow.
What?
Wow! That's it. That's what you wanted.
I know, but you don't need it. But where is he with this? She doesn't need to be let him move in and have all this.
Why would you buy the cow if you get the milk for free?
Exactly.
Dang.
Morgan's like, okay, yeah, come play house with
the
me.
The cow and the milk.
It's just different now. It's different now. People don't always get married before they live together.
Oh, I agree with that.
Happens before.
Oh, I know. I agree with that too.
I will for sure live with someone before I marry them. But I'm the cow.
Yes.
Oh, and gosh.
And you get...
Please.
He's the cow and he's got the milk.
I know. Good.
I'm going to spray a little milk from the udder occasionally. I have a good little free taste. I don't think we'll live together for a long time.
Mm.
But yeah, have some.
You'll live with them just long enough to realize, like, oh shoot! And then trust me, when you move in with anybody, you're gonna learn things about them that you're like, oh okay. But I'm old fashioned. I wouldn't. But
I get it. 24-year-olds are different.
There you go. What?
She admitted she's ready to get married.
Yeah, right. She did.
Oh, right. Wow. We may never hear from him again. Now that she said that, he may never show his face again.
She's okay. I'm not.
I never met him anyway. Has anyone else met him?
I met him.
Oh yeah.
He can throw it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robbie Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So only one album that's come out in the past 2 years has sold 2 million copies, and it's Taylor Swift, Reputation. The last album to do it was 25 by Adele back in 2015. Keith Urban's new single, we played it yesterday, Every Hour, Coming Home. And this is pretty cool. It was actually inspired by Merle Haggard's song, Mama Tried. And he even gave Merle writing credit. Then he played the song for his wife, Teresa Haggard, and son, Ben Haggard, to make sure he had their blessing to record it. And they loved it.
It's the guitar part, because when I heard it too, it's just that...
Coming home.
That part's in Mama Tried. Probably one of the more distinct classic country riffs of all time. Yeah, I like the song.
So good. Yep. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Lunchbox, stretch him out. We're going to try this record after the song.
Oh, yeah.
Pop your fingers. There's this kid, he's 9, he set the world record for clapping in 60 seconds.
Hello, my name's 7-8, I'm going to try to break the record of speed clapping.
Speed clapping, he calls it. Oh, boy.
It's
about
on the mark. It's set, and go.
That's crazy. So, you think you can do that?
No problem.
Okay, so if he can't, he'll have to go do a stunt. You loose over there?
Oh, yeah, I'm loose.
So we have the camera set up. Lunch has 1 minute to try to clap 1,000 times. This is a dumb record, but he act like he do it no problem.
Yeah, I don't understand why you guys think it's a big deal. Well, if some little kid can do it, why can't I do it? He's like 9 or 10. What was he? 12?
He's 9. So Lunchbox has to clap his hands 1,000 times in 60 seconds, which I do think is going to be pretty tough. Tougher than he thinks. Eddie, is the camera ready?
It's ready.
Lunchbox, how you feeling?
I feel great. I feel like clapping.
Give us just a little teaser of what it's going to look like. Oh,
yeah. Pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Listen.
Do it fast. Like, how would you really do it fast-wise? Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Are we ready, Eddie?
Ready.
I'm going to start the timer.
You start when I start clapping is what you do.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm waiting on you then, buddy.
You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
No,
no, you're rubbing your hands.
That's what he does. No, I watched the video. Watch the video.
I did, but he.
That's exactly what he does.
Rubbing your hands.
No, that's what he does. I swear.
Yeah, but his, we heard clapping.
He's at least clapping. All you're doing is rubbing your hands together.
That is the video. I'm doing the exact same style as him.
Guinness would not get. You'd have to at least hit your hands doing that.
We have to hear claps.
Okay, Amy, stop. Launch to it. No, you're just rubbing your hands together.
No,
that doesn't count.
Guys, go ahead. I'll just do a different style. If you're not going to let me do it how he did it, I'll just do a different style.
But we'll watch the tape, and if your hand doesn't clap, it doesn't count.
That's a clap. But whatever. If you don't want me to do that style, I got many styles of clapping. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
No skin cats. It's awesome.
No, more than one way to clap your hands.
Okay.
You can do it behind your back. You can do it between your legs. I mean, whatever.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean,
we
if
have
you guys.
60 seconds. Should we let him just rub his hands? I don't think he can do that 1,000 times.
Even if he rubs his hands?
No.
No,
don't
we need
worry
to hear clapping.
Okay, yeah, we have to hear clapping. However you want to do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
In 3, 2, oh, you go.
3, 2, 1.
Getting tired. Why are you running?
Why are you running in place? Oh, it is riveting radio, folks. You're only at 20 seconds in, by the way.
That's good. I mean, I'm like 1,000 in.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Like, Bobby's able to count along with you. I think that's good. Good.
Come on, me!
Okay, you're at 38 seconds.
I'm getting tired.
Yeah, you're slowing down. Faster.
There you go.
You're at 45 seconds, buddy. Come on, he's there.
Ah, feel the burn! Feel that burn!
Ah! All right, 54, 55, 57, 58, 59, time.
Boom, record!
Record.
Yeah!
I don't know.
I got it. Take it to the tape boy. Room.
All right, here
Mike,
we go.
What do you think you got?
Maybe 260.
Maybe 260.
What?
No, you need a recount.
10 seconds.
Go oh, on. My goodness.
Now, watch the video. Okay, go watch the video. We'll get a full count coming up in a second. There you go.
We'll get Eddie's count coming up in a minute. Hey, Grace in South Carolina.
Hey.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing. That was the best thing I've ever heard, though.
Hmm. Yeah. I think he's going to come up way short, though, don't you?
Yeah, he was short, but that was amazing. Well, that was the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Thank you very much. We're going to get the actual count coming up in about 3 minutes. Eddie's over there counting, watching the tape now. How do you feel? You feel, I'm not going to bother you. Keep counting, Eddie. I'm not talking to you.
All right.
Okay, we'll come back. Get the count on how many claps Lunchbox got in 60 seconds. All right, Eddie's been tallying the claps. Lunchbox had 60 seconds because this kid who's 9 set the world record for claps.
Hello, my name's 708. I'm going to try to break the record of speed clapping.
Speed clapping, by the way. He did 1,080 claps in 60 seconds. And Lunchbox said no problem, he can do it. And this is that kid, 9 years old.
Wow.
And now Eddie's counting. He's wrapping it up over there.
Okay, I got it.
He has the number.
Man, just at the nick of time.
See, nick of time. I got it in the nick of time.
Okay, what's the goal, Bones?
Well, his goal was 1,000.
Okay, do you want to know the number? Do you want to know the number?
Yes.
In 1 minute?
In 1 minute, Lunchbox did how many?
Lunchbox clapped 314 times in 1 minute. It's on video.
That's really good.
That was definitely a pace there for like the first 30 seconds, and then he dropped really low.
Yeah, endurance.
Looks like he got tired, man.
His conditioning wasn't good. How you feel, Lunchbox?
I feel like I did more than that, but... And you disallowed the world record form, but there's no excuses.
You just made two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get this dress going?
Yeah.
I mean, you missed it by a lot. It's not like a lot. Recount will help it.
It was a lot closer than you guys realized.
No.
Not 314.
You didn't even do one-third of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
No. Of 1,300 is not one-third.
314.
See, that's one third.
That's still not one third of 1,000. Okay, So we'll send someone to Walmart.
All right, I'm going to put a timer on this video.
Okay, Lunchbox, I will let you go in the other room and try your style out of whatever that is you're doing. Do it again.
I'm doing exactly what the kid did.
Do it again. Okay. You're rubbing your hands together.
That's what...
But when he does it, you hear clapping.
You hear clapping.
You have to hear claps.
You do hear a clap.
No, I hear you rubbing your hands together.
Hey, you guys don't know what a clap sounds like. So that's a golf clap. It's quiet.
Eddie,
what?
Do you want to go film him
again? Really?
He's not going to.
You know
Bobby,
how hard it was to count
close.
314 claps.
By the way, I heard yesterday after the show that there was a kind of an argument.
Oh my goodness! You don't even, dude.
But with Lunchbox and Morgan number two,
it was terrible.
Okay, so wait. Morgan number two and Lunchbox want to box each other now?
No. Morgan number two, out of nowhere, says she can beat Lunchbox at boxing. Like, and to her defense, like, yeah, she's scrappy. Like, totally, I think that'd be a good fight. But, dude, you can't do that.
Why can't you?
Well, because Lunchbox is bigger than her and his reach is longer. And
Morgan number two is our 24-year-old. And apparently she cares about boxing now.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
So you think you could beat Lunchbox in a boxing match?
I do. I mean, I've boxed for like 2.5 years, so I'm not concerned.
She's
about
serious.
It. What kind of boxing?
I'm willing to throw this whole dress in Walmart out the door right now. It doesn't exist. If we can get a bout on the table,
I love
here.
It.
Not today, obviously, but I know a place where we can have a boxing match. Like I got a ring ready.
Yeah, where
to
you
go.
Train?
Yeah. Holy. So wait, Morgan number two. How tall are you?
5 foot.
5 foot tall.
Yep.
Bones, listen to this. She's passionate about this.
Go ahead, Morgan.
I really think that I consider myself in good shape when it comes to boxing, and I'm really scrappy, and people underestimate me a lot.
So you think, let's say we did 3 rounds.
Guys.
Hold on, let me talk to you real quick. 3 rounds of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you think in 3 rounds of 2 minutes, you could beat Lunchbox in a boxing match?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Lunchbox, I'm coming over to you.
Guys, like, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to punch her. I can't punch her in the face. Like, I can't do it. Like, there's just no... Guys, I know I come off as a jerk, but... People would hate me forever when I punch her in the face.
Let's ask the audience.
I cannot punch
her. She's challenging
in the
face. You.
I understand that, but I do not think I can do it. And I understand she trained boxing for 2 years or whatever.
He's doing quotes, by the way.
Yeah, his finger quotes.
I understand boxing. That. Right. How many times did you get punched in the face when you boxed?
A few. I did personal training sessions, so they punch back.
They try to teach it, okay, dodge and weave, and they do it more for cardio. Then they are teaching you to fight.
Wait, but do you have any boxing training?
No, but Morgan, just damn, stand up and true. Look. I mean, I am 5'11", and my arm, you can't even get your arm in my face. Like, if I just stand here, I can just, now put your arm out. Put your arm out.
But she can get into your body. Like,
okay, that's true. And she can bob and weave.
Listen, if I punch her one time in the kidneys, she's going to go, I mean, it's going to be over.
Kidneys.
That's what you do. A kidney shot.
He's like, if I hit a vital organ, it's
so,
over.
We have 5 foot tall Morgan number two. And so you just think Lunchbox is a pud, basically, too.
A little bit. Yeah. I know he runs.
He's
good runner,
he's
but
a runner, yeah.
As far as like lifting weights and stuff, I
oh,
do
he
it
doesn't
every day.
Do that, does he?
So what if we just talk to our listeners for a second? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to waive this whole clapping thing.
I understand.
If it
that.
Goes to a bigger, better deal. Yeah. I'm always trying to BBD this show, right?
Bigger, better deal.
Always. If our listeners said, if she challenges you,
I just don't think I could do it. I don't think
even if, but you're wearing it. What if you're on a headset?
It doesn't matter, guys. You still get punched in the face. Like, that thing does not protect your mouth and your nose.
Mouth guard.
And your eyes. It doesn't protect all that.
But Bones, really, if Lunchbox knocks her out,
right,
how bad would that be?
Like, but she's the one challenging
her. Like, guys, like, I'm all for challenges, but okay, I just don't think I can punch her in the face.
Presley in Georgia.
Yeah, I think the Lunchbox is just scared to get beat up by a girl.
Wow. See, that could be a thing, too.
That's totally probably.
Because I really think, I mean, if she's the one challenging it, then I think that it just comes down to him being scared again.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Presley. So is there truth to that? That maybe
there
is
no
is
truth
excuse?
To that, whatever. God, I just don't think I can punch her in the face. Like,
but
what if her boyfriend get if I punch her
oh,
in the face?
Oh, now it's her boyfriend. Oh, oh come on. Okay, hold on a minute. Tiffany in Austin. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. We're in this debate here because Morgan number two, standing 5 foot tall, has challenged Lunchbox to a boxing match. And so Lunchbox goes, I can't punch a girl in the face. Which makes me go, is it a bit sexist to think that automatically you're so much better than a girl that you can't punch her?
It's not that. How much do you weigh? How much do you weigh,
me?
Morgan?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
123.
So 5 foot, 123. Go ahead.
So there is a 40-pound weight difference.
But she's challenging
you. I understand
you.
That, but in the UFC, they wouldn't even allow this. That's what I'm saying.
This like, isn't the UFC.
Training. Her there point is that you're such a pud, you're so much bigger, and you're still such a pud. That's her point.
It doesn't matter.
Well, why don't you go into it and not punch her in the face? You
and
said earlier.
There?
Well, no, you said
no,
you'd
I can't punch
her in the
her.
Kidney. That's what you said.
Tiffany,
if
go
I punch
ahead.
Her one time in the stomach, I could.
Yeah, he's for sure scared.
Oh!
Dang. Lunchbox.
I mean.
Okay. David?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm 6'4", 250 pounds, and I've been beat and hit by somebody much smaller than me. You know, it's not about size by any means. It's one good hit, he's done. And if he's not afraid to take that hit from her, she has to land one good hit and he's done. So,
do you think he's scared or do you think he's actually concerned?
No, I absolutely think he's scared, 100%.
Wow.
No doubt in my mind, because you can't... Anytime somebody challenges you to anything, you got to step up regardless of the challenge.
Oh, think
so,
about that. Think
he's
about
scared.
That. He's good scared. Words. Okay, there he is. Scared B. There he is.
This really is uncharacteristic of you.
It is.
Right. I'm just telling you, it can't happen.
Wow, you're ruling it out.
I just think this would be the end to his bravado if
no,
he lost.
No.
Oh,
if true. I punch her in the face and give her a bloody nose, what does that prove?
Since when do you care what all the listeners think about you?
What does that prove, though? What if I punch her in the nose and break her nose?
It proves that you weren't scared.
Like, she challenged
Bones?
You.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You might have a daughter.
You're becoming sensitive because you're a dad.
Yes. It's okay, dude. It happens.
Dude, I love it because I'm sensitive. Welcome to the team.
Yeah, you're going soft.
Yeah, we're soft.
Good job, no, there's no softness.
Hey, babe. Welcome to the soft team.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yes. Hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's great of you.
I wonder if we can get my boxing coach on the phone.
And I understand there are girls out there that are trained and can beat me up.
Like her.
Stop.
Yeah, two and a half years worth of training.
Like Ronda Rousey could probably knock me out.
No,
Holly Holm, she's
smaller than you. There's no
Holly
way.
Holm could knock me out.
Would you be okay with punching Ronda Rousey?
They're professional fighters.
So yeah,
no, they would kill
them?
Me.
Okay, you're not making sense right now, Lunchbox, because she's trained.
Pick a lane.
She's not trained. Guys, stop.
Morgan number two is trained.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So she says.
And it's not about being trained. You said you didn't want to hit a girl.
What if
there was,
if you won a little purse to Kid Power, the charity you work with?
No, I cannot. Guys, I am not going to beat up
what if it's money
Morgan
for
number
you?
Two.
Oh, he likes that even more than charity.
Oh,
he
does. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Money,
money
in your
pocket.
For, yes, for
you
your...
pay me $10,000, I'm in.
Okay.
We can wait, no.
I'll knock her out.
Okay.
I'll go to the gym right now, and I'll fight her in jeans if you give me $10,000.
If we throw, we can make $10,000 so fast.
I mean, 2 day. We will fight 2 day.
You got Mayweather in
it. I wouldn't want to do that.
Y'all.
I wonder if we could get a sponsor.
I am not.
Bobby, we only need 20,000 listeners to donate 50 cents.
Hold on.
Like, that's doable.
This is turning into Vegas. $10,000 right now, I'll knock her flat in the back.
Right? Is that the right math?
But you have to win. Like, what? Okay, wait for this. Hold on. I'm just negotiating this here. What if we get a $10,000 purse? And if you
that's what they call it.
I know.
If you win, you get $5,000. If $5,000 goes to your charity of choice.
Lunchbox. Yeah, that's awesome deal.
That's legit.
Guys, $5,000 for you.
I said $10,000 in my pocket.
Okay, fine, Bobby. We could do this. $10,000 to him,
$5,000.
Make it $15,000, do $5,000 to Kid Power, $10,000 to him.
But for the winner. No, I'm not going to pay that money.
Wait, Morgan number two is about to win $10,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need a sponsor.
I'll fight him.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah.
This is amazing.
No, this is a disaster. Oh, yeah. Like, you don't understand how bad this looks.
You've now said,
how bad does it look?
You've now said
so
money,
terrible.
Money on the table, though. You've now put the money on.
Yeah, you just said, you give me t- no. No. I'm pretty sure it was, you give me $10,000, I'll punch you right now with my jeans on.
You did say that.
Yes.
If we have any sponsors out there that want to sponsor this bout, no, we will say, you know, sponsored by Blue Apron. I mean, we're fucking 3 weeks away. Probably we can do this, right?
No. Let's box. If we're gonna box, let's box tomorrow.
First of all, you have to set it up. Yeah, we have to give the sponsor time to get their work.
We need to promote it on pay per view.
Yeah.
We have a lot of work to be done, dude. Call MGM. Like, we got a lot of work to do.
I will punch her in my jorts right now.
You said that, Lunchbox.
I have tears in my eyes. Morgan number two is...
Were you so in the moment when you heard $10,000 you just started saying things?
I just started punching her.
There's not even a match.
He's saying right now. I'll punch her right now with my jeans on.
He got caught in the moment. I love it.
$10,000? And then he walks over and nails her. Nothing else.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So for money, you're okay. I just want
to
clarify. For money, you're okay with hitting a girl.
No,
for
charity, I'm still not okay with hitting her.
Oh, yeah, not even charity money. Just for money in his pocket.
Yes. So.
I'm winning. She challenged him, by the way. Morgan number two challenged him.
I understand that, but I still don't think it's okay for me to punch her.
But you're willing to do not okay things for money.
No.
Yes.
But that's what we heard, Lunchbox. Do you realize that?
That's not what you heard. That's what he said.
Okay, everybody take a breath. We'll come back.
Yeah.
Collect your thoughts.
Bobby Bones.
All right, just to catch everybody up and we can wrap this up. Morgan, number two, 5-foot-tall, 120 challenge. Lunchbox, 5-foot-11,
165?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
To a boxing match. She challenged him. He didn't bring it up, but she said, I can take you because you're a pud. And he said, no, you can't. And so then he screams out, I'll do it for $10,000. And then once we say, okay, what if we get a sponsor? He goes, I can't do it anymore. And so you still don't feel good about it.
No, I do not feel
good.
Even
for that money, you're backing away.
Right.
Okay. Oh, wow.
$10,000?
You were really caught. Yeah. He's caught up in the money moment.
Okay.
Because did you have audio of that?
Yeah, he did say, quote, what did he say?
He said, right now, with my jeans on.
Not only was it a boxing match, he turned into a street fight.
Like, right here.
He was willing to forego gloves, a ring.
Like, were you thinking that it would be impossible for us to gather the money?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't think you would agree to $10,000 for me.
I didn't think anything happened.
Yeah, we would figure it out. I'd go start selling.
I mean, I'm on the phone right now calling Dollar Shave Club. How much can I get from me, Dollar Shave Club?
Ideal Image.
I got $100 from Dollar. I got $100 from Ideal Image. Like, we got all the sponsors in this bout. Okay. So, think about it till tomorrow.
Okay, I'll think about it till tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll talk to my wife and see what she thinks about me punching another.
It's another competitor.
I understand. I'll ask my wife.
Challenged you. It's not like you're challenging her.
I understand that.
Morgan, number two, how do you feel about this? You still feel like you take him?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Oh, man, I love
She's
that.
She's so confident.
She is.
Yeah, okay. And that's what do 24-year-olds care about?
Making money. What do 24-year-olds care about?
Dang. Well, good. Good for you, Lunch.
Thank you.
So,
talk to your wife and bring that in tomorrow. I want to hear her thoughts.
Yeah.
Don't coerce her.
I will just put the phone down and say, what do you think about me punching Morgan number two in the face?
You may not even get the opportunity to punch her.
Oh, she could. She could knock you out in one punch.
Like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Go ahead.
That could be her.
Stop.
What?
Just say Morgan number two has challenged me to a boxing match.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Don't lead her into it.
I won't.
Okay.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast, and Rhett Akins came by. You may know Rhett from this song.
That ain't my truck in her drive.
You may know him. He's written 38 number ones, like this one.
Yeah, the boys around here.
Or this one.
She loves a small town boy like me.
Or this one.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
Or this one.
Everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show.
So, we were talking about dirt on my boots, and literally.
We only had like 2 hours, couldn't think of anything to write, and I'm just looking down at the ground on my boots, and I'm just like.
The same boots.
Same boots. Yeah. I'm like, what about dirt on my boots? You know, stupid, whatever, but we don't have anything else. I was really excited that he loved it, and then right after I was excited that he loved it, I got really unexcited real quick, because I said, even if he cuts it, he won't put it out. There's no way they will put out two boot songs on a record. Mike Dungan was just like, I don't care if you say boots 500 times. He's like, you want two back-to-back hits? We're putting out dirt on my boots. And thank goodness for Mike Dungan that he just didn't care.
So they put a head over boots and then dirt on my boots.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
It's really a great Bobby Cast. So it's easy to download. You go to iHeartRadio and save it, or to iTunes. He also talks about Small Town Boy.
She loves a small town boy.
Which he wrote, and when Dustin recorded it, he was singing it too good.
Dustin loved it, and when he went to sing it in the studio, he sang it, and the label and everybody were like, it's good, but it sounds too good. Like, we've fallen in love with the demo and Rhett's lazy voice. Can you unsing it? And so when he went in the studio to sing it, he laid on the couch while he sang this vocal to make the enunciation be more lazy. And they just said, just don't care.
Isn't that funny?
Now I'm going to picture him on the couch.
Yeah. It's a really good one. So if you like country music, I bring a lot of writers and producers in and search Bobby Cast. There's a whole show I do from the house. A little passion project that's grown quite a bit over the past couple years. You know how I said someone on the show made a bad financial decision?
Yeah.
Raymond, our audio producer, he got his tax refund back. How much did you get on that tax refund?
$1,000.
And what'd you do with it?
I'm going to gamble it.
And what are you going to do with it?
Well, I decided March Madness, and I already picked him in my bracket. I think I pretty much know who's going to win March Madness.
So you're going to bet all of your tax refund on?
$1,000 on Villanova.
To win it all?
Win the championship.
What if you win?
It'll be $3,000.
Wow.
Betting it this early, Sweet 16.
So when do you put the money in? You
got to put it in before they start playing, so either they play today or tomorrow.
How we feel about that?
I mean,
he's got a win 1-16 shot.
Better than that. I mean, they're a better team. It's not just straight even. Everybody's not even.
They would be the favorite right now to win it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they got whoever they got right now, West Virginia.
You didn't know they got
next round, Texas Tech, Kansas.
He did his research.
You're going to get burnt gambling, man. You got to stop getting like box for your money, like Lunchbox is going to do. I have a clip, by the way.
Well, was or is it? Is he decided for sure?
Well, here's the thing. So, yesterday after the show, Morgan number two tells Lunchbox that she can outbox him, beat him up. And I was like, no. And I said, what if we got a sponsor and this is a real bout? Like, what about $10,000? A sponsor came in.
You pay me $10,000, I'm in. Okay. I'll go to the gym right now. Right now, and I'll fight her in jeans if you give me $10,000. Today, we will fight today.
Then you got Mayweather in
it. I wouldn't want to do that.
Y'all,
I wonder if we could get a sponsor. Okay, that was the conversation earlier. So, here's what it all comes down to. We found some headsets that have full masks on them, too, so you can't punch someone in the face.
Solid.
So it's out there.
Yeah.
And also, is boxing a sport?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. 100% a sport.
So
it's not. Some people are saying it would be disrespectful. It's not disrespectful to play tennis against a female.
No.
Yeah. It's not like you're fighting in real life and he hits her.
Right now, if we were to say go one-on-one
and she
basketball.
Challenged him.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, if you don't want to do it, we don't do it. But he's going to talk to his wife about it tonight. But there are pads with full masks on it. And even for girls, they have these padded bras, too, that I think they fight in. So.
Nice.
That's the thing.
Okay.
So when he's talking to his wife, does he bring up the purse? And...
Well, I don't even know that I can get that.
I know, but.
But I mean, we could.
We can get it.
Again.
Amy's the promoter.
I blow Napa Auto Parts a call.
Yeah. Hey. I think we can.
Some Napa know-how. Napa know-how. Go ahead. Okay, so anyway, that's that. Well,
so
fine.
We're shelving him dressing up as a girl for today until we figure this out.
He lost another bet.
Yeah.
He's had a rough day.
Dude, I forgot about that bet.
I have not had a rough day at all. I lost a clapping challenge, and I told you guys I don't want to punch Morgan in the Morgan number two in the face,
but
and I am a jerk.
It can't really be why you don't want to do
this
it.
If you're okay with it, then Bobby Fighter. Like, he won't punch her.
She didn't challenge
me. She challenged you.
You would never punch a girl.
With masks and if someone challenged me, sure, it's a sport. But it's not about hitting a girl. It's about, it's a sport.
And Morgan's over here just wanting equality.
Oh, she's tweeting?
Yeah.
She's tweeting like equality. She's wrapping up her hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
She's like, bring it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I get it.
With my jeans on.
He's 0-1 in boxing matches on the show. So yeah, I get it.
You're right.
He didn't want to go on.
You're right.
What about Eddie? Would you fight Eddie?
Yes, I'd fight Eddie, but he's a guy.
You would?
I mean, it's
totally
different.
I have two kids. What if you knocked me out and, like, hurt me really bad?
Eddie, would you fight Morgan number two?
For $10,000 right now, my jeans, I would.
Okay, I would raise $10,000. I will raise it.
She didn't claim. Okay, I'm done.
Now exactly.
Right. Now he's going to raise $10,000.
Okay, you give me $20,000, I'll fight Amy.
No. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Now it's about money. It's not about respect.
Wait, okay. I'll do it.
Amy, no, you wouldn't. You
why?
Wouldn't. Your husband would not let you get in the ring.
I was like back in the day when Mike Tyson would fight people, go, well, for $10 million, I'd take a punch from Mike Tyson.
Yes.
But you got to be good enough to get in the ring to fight Mike Tyson. You get the money for showing up, not practically.
Okay.
All my idiot friends back in the day, well, come on, man. For $5 million, I'd fight Mike Tyson.
Yeah, no crap,
but nobody's going to pay you $5 million to fight Mike Tyson. Yeah. That's a thing.
I think he just offered me $20,000.
Yeah,
no,
did.
But it's about respect. But I guess everybody's got a price.
Okay.
I'll drop all respect for $20,000. Go ahead.
My husband might let me get in the ring.
But it's a sport. Who cares?
Yeah, it's a sport.
Would you joust each other?
Ooh.
That's a good point, would you?
Yeah.
Joust?
Walk up and slap him with a glove in his face. I challenge you. Joust. All right, we'll get off this. I just wanted to
let's not.
I know.
to.
I know. But Morgan number two is serious. You really think you can beat him?
I think I have a fighting chance. I really do.
Yeah. Because you have, what were you saying? You have muscles. And...
Yeah, I got muscles and I've boxed for 2 years.
And she's,
I feel
so she's scrappy.
And you don't think he has muscles?
I mean, he has some endurance from running, but as far as like being, you know, really muscular built, no.
Okay.
No.
Just making sure we get that. Okay. So you know that he's an adult. He looks like a kid. That the guy that was killing people with the bombs in Austin and putting the bombs out there. We had heard that he made a confession tape on his phone as they were closing in on him. But Amy was telling me it was a video. Like, he made a video, right?
Yeah, that's what the news said this morning.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously we don't have it and they're not going to put it out until possibly later.
The suspect describes the six bombs that he constructed with a level of specificity that he identified the differences among those six bombs.
So the good part about it is they don't think there's a seventh because he talked about all six of them. Can I also say it's weird they're not calling him a terrorist? Are they not calling him a terrorist because he's white? Is that why? Because he was terrorizing people. He was putting packages out. Everyone was scared. They were terrorized.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to have a specific reason. Right.
That's the definition of terrorism.
If you're terrorizing people, is it because he's white they weren't calling him a terrorist? Now, that's why I'm asking you guys.
Yeah, and he didn't say anything about hating certain people or targeting certain people, so maybe they don't consider him a terrorist then?
He's a terrorist. Absolutely a terrorist. And I had said yesterday, we didn't know why. I said it could have been a girl. But you're still terrorizing people for a reason. And if the reason is that somebody's done something unjust to him, that's still a terrorist. Yeah, that bothered me. And maybe they are, but they're calling it. I don't know.
There was no indication of why these specific addresses in those that were delivered to homes or those that were placed in the community or those that were mailed. There was no reason given for why he selected those individuals.
They're searching his internet history.
We're still analyzing internet searches and other. There's probably books in there.
So, I mean, that really hits close to home for us because it's where Amy was born, Lunchbox. That's where I lived for 13 years, still do.
Yeah, we all still have family there that...
But still, it's such a crazy story. Someone's mailing out bombs. He's dead. I'm glad he's dead.
And the way they tracked him, just...
Well, so what do you know?
He was ordering these exotic batteries from Asia. And so they were able to, from when the bomb, looking in the bombs, they were able to track who was buying those, where they were going. And he bought the like nails and stuff from a local Home Depot. And they checked his purchase history. And and they were able to reconstruct some of the bombs. So they were able to tell what was in there. It was just... Wow.
And he knew they were closing in on him is why he made the video.
Yeah, he made the video on his phone because he knew they were closing in on him. And
you're just not going to convince me that's not a terrorist. Someone who's just putting things out there. You're just going to put something on the street and see who walks by it. That's terrorizing people.
Yep.
Because you know it's going to be in the news. You know other people are going to be scared. That's terrorizing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be for a religious reason or for a political reason. It can be for any reason. Well, I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad that there were only six mentioned. I hope there's not a seventh. I know yesterday there were a couple other instances where people were called out, but nothing else has what. And then his family. Imagine your family, and you wake up and yesterday, and you go, "Holy crap! My son or my nephew was the guy killing people."
Yeah. Also, his roommates—they were living with him in that house, and they said they found some of the materials, but it was in a different room. I assume it was his bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, what do we know? But he seems like someone who would just hang out in his room by himself. Like, if he's that angry, period.
But people that were speaking about him didn't say he came off as this angry type
person. But quiet.
Person.
You can be quiet and very angry.
Nobody ever says they come off. Everybody always says, "Oh, such a quiet, nice kid or nice person." I would never expect that.
Well, if you ever expected it and you didn't call, then you're in trouble. Listen, I always felt like he was going to do something crazy.
No one's going to say that.
No one's ever going to say you're not going to go on the news and be like,
"No,
I told my buddy Jim, he's probably going to be the guy with the axe."
Then why didn't you say something?
And even if, there's that. I go home yesterday evening, and it's weird because my dog died, so my house is, there's nobody in my house ever. And I get there, and I'm eating dinner, and I drop food on the ground, and it's so normal that my dog just eats it and picks it up. And I was like, this sucks. I pick up my own food now that I drop on the ground. But it was one of those things where I was just going about my day normal. Really wasn't super emotional about it yesterday. But I dropped some food on the ground, and the dog didn't come. And I was like, oh, man, that one stung a little bit.
Yeah.
And now I got to get a vacuum, too. So it's double-decker. Who did you run into where you guys were gossiping about me?
Oh, well, it's someone that we both know. We all know her. And I hadn't seen her in a couple years, probably. But she told me that she sent you a text about your dog.
Yeah.
And she just felt really bad. And then I was thinking, I didn't know the last time y'all talked, so I didn't know what you replied. And she said, I got a thumbs up emoji back.
Probably a fist bump, like a thank you fist bump, not a thumbs up.
Either way, I said, hey, single emoji usage, that's how he responds to things, especially if he's feeling uncomfortable. I said, he does it to me, don't worry, it's not a thing. Like,
pictures worth a thousand words, what I say.
He appreciated
that's
sending the text.
The fist bump is the appreciation, boom.
Yeah.
I sent that to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to write out every time? I really appreciate you sending your warmest sympathies for my dog. No, I acknowledged it with a appreciate that.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
What is it when you send me that death face?
No, that's bones out. That's a skull bones. That's how I end things
you
now.
You do skull bones
the
out?
The skeleton.
Skull.
Oh, that's because ending the conversation?
Yeah, you get stuck on text with people sometimes and you don't know how to end it.
Yeah, that's awkward.
And so I just hit the bones, like bones out, the skull.
That's funny.
It's my tag at the end.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I used to do the alligator because I'd be lighter gator, but then I found the bones.
Bones out's cool.
Bones okay. out.
I was getting worried. About you.
He thought it meant like, I'm dying.
Like he's out?
I'm like, okay.
I drank poison.
This is a new one. I don't really know how to handle this one.
So you saw somebody we haven't seen in 2 years?
I haven't seen her. She owns the pharmacy in the Gulch. Apothecary.
Oh, yeah. She did send me a text.
Yes.
And I responded with a fist bump.
Oh, I haven't seen her in a while either.
I know. But it was thoughtful of her to reach out to you.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of people did. And it's like a happy birthday message. You don't say, oh, warmest regards for your birthday acknowledgement. I really appreciate it. You go, hey, thank you. Or emoji.
Yeah, fist bump.
Emojis say a lot of words.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And now I know that particular emoji means quit texting me.
That means conversation's over.
Yeah.
Which how many
means,
times
like,
do we get stuck in a text that you want to get out of, but you don't know how to get out of it? And so you got to go, okay, got to go. But right when you're sending that, they ask a question.
Yeah.
So you go, got to go. But then you have to answer a question. So you get drawn back into
no,
it.
No, I think it's genius.
So I go, bones out.
I think you solved a big problem right there.
It's just a period. By the way, Mark Zuckerberg goes on and talks about Facebook. And what happens is this other company, they develop this app, basically. And they then steal all our information from Facebook. Facebook has it. Oddly, we're all okay with Facebook having it. But another party shouldn't come in and be able to have all of our information. And which is what they did. They mined all of our data. A different company. So Facebook's under the crosshairs. Because they allowed it to happen. And so this political group comes in, they find out, you know, what you like, what you don't like. They shouldn't have this information. And so Zuckerberg gets on TV and he's talking about it. It just reminds me how awkward of a human he is. Like me. He's just, aside from Facebook, yesterday I said I was considering getting off Facebook until I realized that my Instagram have to go away too because they're kind of linked. And I was like, maybe they can just figure it out. I'll stay on for a minute. But he gets on TV yesterday and he's...
This was a major breach of trust, and I'm really sorry that this happened. You know, we have a basic responsibility to protect people's data, and if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve people.
I guess I just expected him to be really well-spoken.
He sounds nervous. Right,
but he's like, Kermit the Frog here. Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg is, he's bigger than a celebrity. I mean, he created something we're all on,
yeah.
So you expect that of his presence.
And he's also young, too, right? How old is he?
Yeah, relatively speaking, I don't know. Maybe 30. Maybe,
that's it?
He
that's
may
it?
Not be. Maybe 35. I don't know. He's,
wow.
I don't, he's not 40 yet, I don't think.
No, no chance.
But, yeah, you would
he's
think...
He's 33.
With all of that he would be like... what's the motivational guy's name that puts the videos up?
Joel Osteen?
No, not Tony Robbins. No, the one that Charlamagne's friends with. I forget his name.
Gary V.
Gary what?
Gary V.
Gary V.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that guy talks and you're like, oh, cool. You know, I listen to him a little bit and you're motivated. You expect Zuckerberg to talk like that. And not, hey, Mark Zuckerberg here. Really sorry about Facebook. We messed up. We need your trust. And the rest of the world's going, we don't care. We just like Facebook. That's
totally
really what it is.
That's exactly what they're thinking.
We should care, but we don't. Facebook's got it right by the nads, man. Because we should care. We should care that somebody else, a different party, went into something that we trusted to keep our information safe and stole it. We should care, but we don't.
Doesn't matter. We want to share pictures of our kids and our lives.
Yep. I want friends. You want to play Farmville? Come on.
Yeah. And games where you get extra points if you sign up on Facebook.
And as big of a story as the media makes this, normal Americans go, nah, whatever. We kind of knew it happened anyway. But it really isn't cool. But I didn't get off. I mean, it didn't move me to get off. You know what I mean?
Nah. So you got on yesterday?
Yeah, I got on.
You were on it for a few hours yesterday.
Probably yesterday you had me convinced you were donezo.
I was. And then I got on and I was going to do the whole disconnect, but I had to lose my Instagram account.
Does it really lose your Instagram
account? Well, it's all from the same place.
I know,
I wouldn't have to lose it, but there... And like I sometimes on Instagram, I'll pay to promote posts if I'm going to do like a comedy show. Yesterday I promoted a post in Pittsburgh in South Carolina in Albuquerque. And so... It was a comedy post that I promoted, but my credit card is through Facebook.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You're connected, man.
I know.
There's no escaping.
I know.
Well, they're going to fix it.
Facebook, you said, will you please send me a urine sample? So now I got to send that
one
to them. What's your social? Great. But yeah, that's that. We good?
Yeah.
We all caught up here? You should listen to the show today. Like, I'm going to tell you, I hadn't laughed so hard.
Dude, I hadn't laughed like that in a while.
Between Lunchbox thinking he can outclap the 9-year-old, to Morgan number 2 challenging Lunchbox to a boxing match, to Lunchbox just getting so irate and furious that he goes,
"You pay me $10,000, I'm in. Okay, I'll go to the gym right now, and I'll fight her in jeans if you give me $10,000. Yes. Today, we will fight 2 days.
And you got Mayweather in
it. I wouldn't want to do that.
Y'all,
I wonder if we could get a sponsor. So, you know.
And, I mean, I didn't realize how many times he said, "I'll fight her today.
Today, right now. Give me the money.
I was so focused that he wanted to keep his jeans on that I didn't realize he would do it today. And then now here it is, still today, and we don't know what's happening.
That's called Arkansas boxing. You just take your shirtless in jeans, no tennis shoes, and just go at it. My friend Scotty and I used to fight each other in his front yard. That's what we used to do.
Oh, I hate that.
I know, it was terrible, man. I got beat up every time. Yeah. I never want to fight against Scotty.
You think with pads, like padded gloves, it doesn't hurt?
Nope.
Not true.
It hurts, yeah. Story's pretty interesting about Chick-fil-A. This cashier held on to a customer's change for weeks until the customer came back and he saved and returned it.
Oh my goodness.
That's awesome.
I mean, anyone leaves their change behind on the counter. We've done it before, like 19 cents or so. You leave it and you go, oh, crap. And so the guy who was at Chick-fil-A said, "Hey, I need to keep this and give it back to him. I knew he was a regular. I knew I'd see him again." And it was a couple bucks. And so it was around $3.
Yeah, that's a solid guy right there.
Love it.
And good for Chick-fil-A. I mean, I'm sure Chick-fil-A's want to put that story out. And they needed to. Like, I have no problem with people touting their own people if they do something good.
Yeah. Or the guy that got the money back, the customer put it out.
Probably not. How do you go to the news? "I just got $3 back from a cashier." I don't think 7 on your side is going to cover that one.
Nah, unless there's no news, but nah, it's pretty rare.
Let's play some of this Red Akins stuff. He came over to the house, and Red Akins, the artist. "That ain't my truck in her drive." But Red Akins, the writer, wrote "Dirt on My Boots," star of the show, "Small Town Boy." He wrote "Boys Around Here" for Blake Shelton. "Yeah, the boys around here." He was talking about seeing Blake Shelton for the first time ever.
"And this guy pulls up in a truck. It's old truck, and he gets out, and his hair is literally to his butt. He's got a cowboy hat on, curly reddish brown hair down to his butt. And I asked Joey Lee, I said, 'Who in the world is that?' And he said, it's this new artist, I think, named Blake Shelton. And I said, 'I don't know if he can sing. I don't know anything about the dude, but he will never make it.'"
So listen to the Bobbycast. Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just the clips are interesting. But the part about, because he's Thomas Rhett's dad. And he calls him Thomas Rhett because that's his first middle name.
Yeah, and if you follow Thomas's wife on Instagram, all of her stories, she's always like, "Well, Thomas Rhett came home today," or "Thomas Rhett this," and so you might be like, why is she referring to her husband as his full name?
But it's Thomas Rhett Akins, and I asked him too, and I said, "Hey, so what about the name? Was that a conscious decision?" And he goes, "Yeah, we talked about it, because there was Rodney Atkins, there was him, Rhett Akins, there was Chet, there was all the there's just so many of them, they just went with Thomas Rhett."
Yeah, good point. There were a lot.
I mean, it's not my point. It's his point. But yeah, but listen to that. Search Bobbycast. Thought it was good. What is that? Anything else on your mind? I spent half an hour on my Insta story last night going through Golden Girls facts. I felt such a loser. I'm at home last night. I was a little bummed out about the dog thing for a minute. And so I have this book I'm reading. And I get on this website, though. It's one of those trash websites, too, you go to, and it's basically a spam site, and they go click the slideshow so they can show you all these ads.
Those are so much fun.
And I go through like 30 facts you didn't know about the Golden Girls. And so all my Insta story is me going through these facts.
Did you learn anything? Because I mean, I'm sure you knew it all.
What I didn't know is Dorothy Zbornak, B. Arthur, she hated her wardrobe because the earrings that she wore were so big and her ears weren't pierced, so they had to clip them on, and so it hurt her ears really bad.
Oh yeah, clip-ons can be really annoying.
And she always had to wear big earrings because of her wardrobe. And so I didn't know that one. But it's my Insta story's up. It'll be up for the next 18 hours or so. But I did a half hour just going through the Golden Girls facts. Mr. Bobby Bones. I do watch Golden Girls every week still. Sometimes more than that. I watch Mom. You ever watch Mom?
Mm-mm.
You like that? My parents love it.
I didn't watch it when it was new. I guess it's still new, but I watch it on TV Land, the old episodes. Yeah, that's pretty good. I watch King of Queens. Friends still on TBS. Pretty much my only TV viewing.
We do have to talk about this Will It Uber segment. We do Will It Uber where we send things from A to B. And we go, Will It Uber. We've sent Jason Aldean cutouts. We've sent my tooth. We've sent money. And most of the time, it Ubers. Occasionally, it doesn't.
Oh, you sent an invisible person?
It
imaginary
didn't.
Friend, yeah.
My imaginary friend Willie never made it. We still don't know where he
no.
is.
Oh, sad.
She just canceled the ride right in the middle of it. So that being said, we were talking about what we were going to Uber next on Will It Uber. And the subject came up, can we Uber Amy's son?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
He's seven.
I think that's a great idea.
No. No.
Why?
No. But, you know, at first I was against it.
Oh, no, Bones. You've not changed your mind.
Amy's the one who changed my mind.
Amy, you're in?
Like, well, you, I mean, yeah.
What if he doesn't make it? Willie didn't make it.
I know, but...
Is it worth the risk of him not making it?
On Uber, you can track it the whole time. And then I thought, well, shoot, he's in school, so how could we Uber him during the show? But he's got spring break coming up in a couple of weeks, so he'll be available.
Oh, yes!
Amy, I'm strongly against this.
What? Will it Uber? He would totally be into it.
Amy's 7-year-old
son. He would be into it.
Yes.
Of course he would be into it.
And I talked to my husband. He's like, well, he's like, we can track it on the app. We can have eyes on it the whole time.
But what if the driver turns the app off?
Well, yeah.
I will go Mama Bear.
Okay, but
okay, how are you going to find him?
Blind Mama Bear can't yeah. find a fish.
Exactly.
I mean, I just feel like my son would be like, hello.
But he'd have so much fun. Oh, I think it'd be great.
But where are we Ubering him to? Like, he wants to go somewhere cool.
Down, just down the road.
Oh.
Let's send him for a ride.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
It's I didn't think goodness. About this one.
Bones.
I don't know if it...
Yes, do it.
I think it'd just be fun. I know parents Uber their kids sometimes. I just don't know at what age.
I didn't think about it. I need to take this one to the room and think about this for a bit.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy now. I got a big pile of stories we got to go through.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have such good news for you, Bobby. Mm. And really,
I could use some.
You only, but others may follow suit.
Okay, go ahead.
A new study shows that wearing red makes men appear more powerful and confident. And basically, that's all you do is wear red.
I wear a lot of red. Yeah.
Your comedy show is the red hoodie.
My guitar.
Comedy tour.
Yeah, I do wear my shoes. I do wear a lot of red, but I don't think I come off as very confident.
They perceive men to be more attractive and desirable.
For the ladies, now we're talking.
Mm.
Yeah. Even if you've just got a red background behind you. So say if you're looking to get on Bumble, maybe your profile pic, just do all the red everywhere.
Mm, okay. Noted. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you're looking for a job, LinkedIn just released like the top companies that people want to work for. These are the most desirable places that people are applying.
Apple, Amazon.
Yep. That's 2 out of 5.
iHeartRadio.
Oh, shoot.
Just missed it.
But
it's red. Honorable mention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, red doesn't count here?
One's on there that we're always on. Oh. One, a company on there that we're...
Google? Yeah,
everyone
is. Facebook. Oh,
Chick-fil-A.
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix.
Yeah. Tesla.
We all love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And the Walt Disney Company.
Okay, what else?
So, in case you're counting, there is 277 shopping days until Christmas, trying to get ahead of things. But really, the story is the Hallmark Channel announced that they will debut 34 original Christmas movies before the holiday season, and they're going to start the weekend before Halloween, a full 2 months ahead of Christmas. So, I'm pretty excited about that one. But who gets their shopping done super early in here?
Not until October, though.
Nah. December.
It's March. Yeah. Well, I have level enter zero.
Puts me in a bad mood just talking about it right now.
What? It does?
Yeah.
Bobby, you're like way ahead.
Yeah, in October, not March. Like, Christmas just happened.
Well, some people track it, 277 days. So 13 Reasons Why was controversial because it dealt with teen suicide. But a new study showed that it had a positive effect on kids. 71% of teens saying that they found it relatable. And then 75% saying that they actually tried to be more considerate to their peers after watching it.
And 100% of them said that they were thankful Netflix asked them this question so they could create the study. Studies are done by people who want the studies to say what they want.
Well, I found it interesting because that's what, when we were watching it, I was like, oh my goodness, like kids all over the country are watching this. Like this show is taking over. Is it good for kids to see this? And then so when I read this, I was like, oh, maybe it is having a positive effect.
Just read both sides of it. I think wherever you are, I don't think it's going to make you kill yourself. Like you may already be in a bad spot.
Right.
I don't think video games,
I don't think things like that actually take someone who doesn't already have those thoughts and go, oh, you know what? Now you think about it, I should go rob someone in a car and beat them up and take their money.
Now with this, I'm just going from a headline I just remembered that I saw this morning about Netflix Now, I think, before 13 Reasons Why, they have promos before it that are like PSAs that they've just now added.
Good.
Because, yeah, and I think
listen, I think anytime you get a positive message out, it's fantastic. I don't care where you're putting it. But when you read a study like that, you just have to wonder who's putting the study out.
Okay. That's
all. Okay. Same thing about Red. I probably put that study out. I was like,
sponsored by Bobby.
Ladies, look for Red because that means they're. Yeah.
Well, hey, at least you've chosen to tell jokes in Red. You're more desirable. You probably come off more humorous.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Amy. That's your pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
What a day. Big boxing match fight between Morgan number 2 and Lunchbox and Eddie and Amy and myself. I mean, it got quite dramatic. Listen to all that back on podcast. Just search Bobby Bones Show on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Tomorrow, High Valley's in, and so our Friday conversation will be with High Valley. Maybe you know the song right here.
Yes, she is with me.
A couple brothers from Northern Canada.
Amazing.
Get them to play this song.
Out of my league, and ain't it crazy?
High Valley and tomorrow. The dance parties. There's a new Bobby cast up with Red Akins. If you want to hear that. So thank you. Bye bye. See you on Friday.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.